This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, stories of modern love for Valentine's Day.
First, the marathon debate in Congress over Iraq. It's the first time since the first Gulf War in 1991. Every member of the House of Representatives gets to speak on an issue, so someone has a really big job coordinating all this. NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol. Hi, Andrea. Welcome back. Who is it? Who sorts everybody into line?
Well, hi, Alex. You know, this time the teacher at the head of the class is Majority Leader Steny Hoyer's office. Their poor staff, Hoyer's poor staff, staying up very, very late at night, and the staffs of the couple of committees, Foreign Affairs Committee, Armed Services Committee, they're organizing these members of Congress, remember, 435 of them, that's a big class, into blocks that will speak. Right now, we're seeing Republicans who are against the war on the floor. Later today, it'll be the Blue Dogs, that's conservative Democrats, the Congressional Black Caucus, and so on. So there are these groups, and I'm most excited for tonight between 10 and 11 p.m. the 30-something working groups. That's people under the age of 40 in Congress. So it's these poor people in Hoyer's office.
Well, and how do all these groups decide? There must be negotiations going on, right?
There are negotiations. In fact, the Hoyer's office has set up a separate email address so as not to swamp any one staffer for requests to speak at certain times. I've promised not to give out the address on the air, but there is a separate email address for people to write in and say, oh, no, please, please don't put me on between 11 and 12 p.m. on Thursday night. No one's going to be watching. So on the Republican side, there's this Dear Colleague letter circulating. That's what they call these sort of letters that members of Congress send out to try and convince other members to vote a certain way. This one says, quote, if we let the Democrats force us into a debate on the surge or the current situation in Iraq, we lose, unquote. Interesting to see them trying to organize on a different front. They're sending out these talking points for sort of how to not lose this debate, in other words.
All right. Well, this is just day two. It goes on through the week. A vote scheduled for Friday, I think. What do you think of it so far? Is there energy in all this, or are people getting tired of it?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's actually the top of the day. The early hours are when there's the most energy. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised by this, but I think the Democrat strategy of organizing these groups into blocks sort of gives you something to look forward to throughout the day and sort of say, okay, so now the Congressional Black Caucus is going to speak. We get sort of that sense of their take on it, and then another group of people, and that's kept things up to a certain extent. Then at other times, I have to tell you, at 11:30 at night last night, it's not, you know, actually the debate closed at 11:30 and didn't go on to 12. I think everybody sort of lost it by then.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol for the debate. Andrea, thanks.
You're welcome, Alex.